Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Thursday. Dom wishes it were a Friday. Happier happy hour. Well, only in that you don't work on this particular Friday.
Not this Friday.
You know, you mail it in so often. How will the audience know the difference?
On. Hey, it's my birthday month, man. The fact I'm even here is a testament to my work ethic.
Come on, when you say birthday month, you're implying it's like tomorrow or this weekend. It's like
no, birthday month is birthday month, man. I'm born in June. I don't just celebrate birthday. I celebrate all the days of the birthday month. That's June.
Kind of like Dairy Month or Pride Month.
Exactly.
Dom's birthday month.
Exactly.
It's also my birthday month, is it not?
Yes.
And for you, sadly, it's also Donald Trump's birthday month. You guys share a birthday.
He shares a birthday with me. That is true. Flag Day. All the great Americans are born on this day.
You know what this month is some of them. Really, Dom? And I'm just throwing it out there. It's January 6th Select Committee Hearing Month. Next Thursday, 1 week from today, they're launching in prime time. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. And then they're going to come back between the raindrops, if you will. I will celebrate my birthday with a hangover and a Fox News appearance on June 12th. The 13th, J6 Committee Hearing. The 14th, your birthday and Donald Trump's birthday. Nothing. And then the 15th and the 16th, more J6 committee hearings. Those will be daytime affairs. We'll have to decide how we're going to play that out. And then my understanding, I believe on the 21st, they're coming back. So the week of the DPW convention, you know, it'll cap off with the conclusion of the J6 hearings, at least this round.
Most excellent. I cannot wait until next week. And honestly, I normally have low expectations of everything besides this fine program.
You are the bubble burster, man. You harsh everybody's buzz.
They better come out swinging. This J6 committee better knock my shoes off with this presentation. This is super important. As important as the impeachment was and what former Speaker Paul Ryan, you know, commending the guy he's stumping for, as being an anti-Trumper and, you know, voting, more people would have voted for, wanted to. I swear the Republicans, they really wanted to vote for impeachment, but they just didn't have the fortitude to do so. Well, great now, dude. Why don't you rally him back then when it mattered? And all these people stepping away and retiring, and then it's all truthful. I'll write a book. I'll tell you all about it. But what about when you actually had the ability to, you know, impact the outcome instead of just cash in a check? Where were you then?
You know, Bill Barr allegedly, reportedly, was hanging out around the J6 committee hearing room a little bit earlier today, the office chambers.
He was, yes.
Apparently, a network reporter approached him and didn't want to answer any questions. But, Dom, I hear these big hearings could be a summer blockbuster. I'm looking for Maverick, baby.
I still haven't seen it, but okay.
Maverick, pretty good. It's worth a view. I would say perhaps better than the original.
Oh, come on. Take me to Better, Lose Me Forever. Meg Ryan in it?
Oh, I know. I love me some Meg Ryan.
Is she in Maverick? Is she in this version?
Only photographically.
Oh, okay. So
Mom's dead in the movie. It's part of the movie. I can't tell you all about it, but there's a rationale, at least why they didn't pay Meg Ryan to be in the movie. because
because you had to pay your make rent to be in a movie.
I'll just say the character has passed in the movie, and there's, you know, that's why she doesn't appear in the movie. She's dead. The character of Meg Ryan, like her former husband Goose, dead as a dead goose.
Brian, you're the actors union guy here. What's your take
on Maverick?
Sure.
I have heard so many good things about it from people that hate the original movie that I'm actually intrigued.
Really?
Not necessarily hate, but weren't necessarily huge fans of the original movie.
Well, what was that, like 1988 or something? When the original Top like Gun? That. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but apparently I've heard so enough 26 good
years
about it
that it's really ago.
Good. Yeah. Damn. I just want volleyball.
So. Half a lifetime ago for some of us that have June birthdays.
Right. I would just hope that the American people will be as enthralled with this testimony and this presentation from the J6 committee as they were with the Johnny Depp thing going on. And perhaps, you know, the new Maverick, everyone's all down and about it. But if we can, you know, find time to entertain ourselves, and people know we need to do that, we certainly should find the time to govern ourselves. If we leave it up to, you know, other people, then we get, you know, Donald Trump and Louis Gohmert and Three-Toed Green. I mean, this is what we get. It's our own damn fault. We get the government we deserve. So I'm very hopeful that the J6 will actually give us what we need.
January 6 hearings could be a real-life summer blockbuster. According to the headline at CNN, I'll give you just a little taste, you know, just a tease, if you will.
Tease me, baby.
Top Gun Maverick is the summer's first blockbuster, boasting breathless reviews and what will likely be the biggest box office in Tom Cruise's storied 35-year-plus Hollywood career. Quickly, favorite Tom Cruise movie?
Risky Business.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was going. Rebecca De Mornay. That's where I was going.
Yeah,
Subway.
So sexy.
Legend, yep. Anyone? Legend?
I wasn't
fine,
thinking. Cocktails?
Fine movie. Cocktails and Dreams, baby.
Mission Impossible.
Entertaining enough.
The first one.
There are a few more. A Few Good Men.
That was pretty good. Outsiders, anyone? Outsiders?
Oh, I guess he was in that. Yeah, he was. One of the lesser characters, right? Sort of a secondary role.
They're all kind of secondary to Pony Boy.
Stay golden, Fancy Brian. And you, caller, stay patient for just a minute. Let me tell you about the summer blockbuster to be the J6 hearings, 844-967-2789. But there's another potential blockbuster coming that I hope eclipses the audience for Top Gun. I'm talking about the January 6th committee public hearings set to premiere on June 9th. Just a look at the advance buzz. Here's the tease, folks. The story of the worst presidential political offense against the union in American history, declares U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin. You know, like the actors being quoted on the, what do they call the posters, Fancy?
The posters, they're posters. They're promotions.
The endorsements?
Okay.
The quotes, the movie quotes?
Yes, the movie quotes.
It was a movie, says the Rolling Stone.
It's going to blow the roof off the house, Jamie Raskin exclaims. The hearings will have tens of thousands of exhibits and cast of hundreds of witnesses, according to Benny Thompson. And while Top Gun was just one film, the January 6th committee hearings are expected to be an 8-episode extravaganza, like Strange Things Season 4. Something like that. Some installments are even scheduled to air in prime time, baby. Prime time! There are obviously big differences between the two attractions, starting with the degree of star power. In the Top Gun sequel, Cruise, who gets top billing, is joined by Hollywood A-listers Miles Teller and John Hamm. I knew who John Hamm was. But the roster of potential talent lined up for the January 6th hearing is not too shabby. The final cast has not yet been locked in, but reportedly could include a handful of former officials from the Department of Justice who Trump allegedly pressured for help in his failed bid to overturn the 2020. We might even see cameo appearances of via video clip of previously recorded testimony by marquee players such as Trump Jr. or Jared Kushner. Oh, that'd be worth the popcorn, wouldn't it, Dom?
I'm just going to jump down and I'm going to get to the callers. Will there be surprise appearances, maybe a cameo from someone such as former Vice President Mike Pence? And how will Donald Trump respond to allegations about his potential role in the drama, including reports this week that he allegedly welcomed chants from January 6th protesters of Hang Mike Pence? Another riveting question is whether the Department of Justice will prosecute some or all of the figures implicated in the January 6th unrest, assuming the committee's case is sufficiently compelling. And what if one of those individuals implicated happens to include the former president? Just a few weeks ago, the department requested witness transcripts from the committee, so federal prosecutors might be keeping their options open on that front.
Do you think all the witnesses will show up in aviator shades, sort of, you know, like Maverick or Joe Biden?
You're going to roll the red carpet out and have a big, you know, opening day?
Oh, they should. Photos and interviews with a breathless media. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris, hold tight. We're going to bring you back. I didn't realize we're that close to break. Apparently, I wasn't watching the coach in third.
You're not done teasing. You're just a big tease, Curry.
After the break, Chris from Sun Prairie probably will be our premier caller. And you could be after Chris. You know, just join us on the red carpet at 844-967-2789. So, anyways, I've watched Maverick. I've seen the big blockbuster. I've already painted the house this summer, so I've got something accomplished. That'd be the only thing I plan on painting for the rest of my freaking life. And my youngest and I have been watching Stranger Things, so we've been digging into the new season, man. That's pretty good. You a Stranger Things guy?
I am. I started kind of reviewing some of the old seasons and kind of remembering what's been going on. So I've been putting a little time in before I watch the most recent season.
So
yeah, man.
Far,
80s sci-fi? Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons? Dom's down. Come back. Be down. We'll get you first on the phones if your name is Chris and you're from Sun Prairie.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
I feel the need for speed.
That is correct.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
I'm not going to talk about that issue.
Go get him.
You got the touch.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. Going there next. 844-967-2789. Fancy. We've got some like Transformers going on there.
Heck,
what's
yeah,
that?
You said 80s sci-fi, and I'm like, I don't know if they'll know the last Starfighter song, so I'll play The Touch.
Well, you know, I do have one question for the panel, and we will get to the phone callers. Chris from Sun Prairie first. Be patient. Moment longer. But the takeaway line from the January 6th summer blockbuster, here's what I predict. I feel the need for justice. How do you like it? Do you think that'd be a good takeaway line?
A takeoff of the original Top Gun, the need for speed. I mean,
yeah, you get the point.
I mean, it's better than no tagline.
What was the car racing movie that Tom Cruise did with the first
Days
wife?
Of Thunder.
Oh, Days
like
of
that.
Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
Not my favorite Tom Cruise movie. Probably
I haven't
somewhere
seen it,
above Cocktail, but still low on the list. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, thank you for your patience.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So I just thought I'd call because you were talking about our birthday month. That's my birthday month, too.
Oh, Gemini.
Yeah, happy birthday month, Chris.
Yeah, happy birthday month to you guys, too.
Thank you.
I see you have some people out there that I haven't seen before. I'm seeing MacGyver Institute things dropped into your comments. It's a little worrisome. I think I need to be out here a little bit more often.
Are you on our Facebook? Is MacGyver trolling us in real time?
Someone is, yeah.
You know, once upon a time, we were down in Cleveland for the RNC, and we were at Shooters by the River. They renamed this bar for a Scott Walker private invitation party that we talked our way into. At first, they rejected us at the door, and then later they saw I was driving the shiny former midlife crisis sports car. We driven it all the way from Wisconsin. They see the shiny card and they think, big dollar donor, perhaps. No, come in the party. They invited us back to the party. We're heading over to Larry Flint's Hustler joint downtown Cleveland, probably, maybe, could have happened. So anyways, we go at the bar, and Dom sat down the bar from Scott Walker. Didn't buy him a drink, not even a consolation prize, because, you know, the whole presidential ambitions didn't work out. But, Chris, we met our trackers, the young guys that had the job, the responsibility of listening to our show. There was one on behalf of the campaign, and there was one on behalf of the party. Two guys had to listen to our show every day, and I'm proud to report we made them fans.
I mean, how could you not?
I think we bought those guys drinks. Yeah, I feel pretty confident. Those guys got free drinks out of the Devils.
Well, maybe we'll convert some people. Maybe it's a good thing they're listening. Maybe we'll convert them.
Well, certainly to, you know, Satan's service. Chris, any other political thoughts today, sister?
Well, I'm kind of into the Poor People's Campaign right now. So if people want to get into anything right now that is going to make some difference, I think that poorpeoplescampaign.org is a good place to go and get involved. They're having a march on Washington on June 18th, and this is where we are going to go to our government and tell them what we want and what we need for the people of this country. And I think that that's really where we need to go. I think that's where we're at. I think that we need action from the people.
Chris,
I don't think that just voting will do it.
I've always admired your political activism. We've seen you in Cedar Rapids, Iowa at presidential events. I know you went out to D.C. with Sarah Pearson and a lot of other fine people. I know that you actually put your ass where the politicking happens, Chris. Do you hope to be a part of this march a little bit later in June?
I had planned on going. I haven't been able to get the reservations for airlines yet. So it really depends on whether or not that will come through. So, you know, it's a little fuzzy sometime with getting, you know, reservations and places to stay. So I'll have to see.
Chris, I got one for you.
Till I go.
Before we let you go in the segment, the RNC coming to Milwaukee, we have some conflicting ideas on the panel as far as whether that's a good idea or not. I want to get your take.
Wow. I don't know. I think it would be good for Milwaukee because I think business needs it. In that way, I think it would be good. But I really worry because of all the guns in Wisconsin and because of the prejudice in Wisconsin and because how heated things are here politically. So I really worry about it.
They're more likely to have it at like the Waukesha Expo Center and claim they're in Milwaukee. Kind of like Trump did when he came to town. Came to Milwaukee, air quotes.
Possibly. But I do worry about who it will bring to our state.
Yeah. You and me both, sister. Thanks, Chris. Always appreciate it.
Also saw Chris in Philly. She was a Bernie delegate at the DNC back in 2016.
Now that was a party. 844-967-2789. CJ, you are up. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
CJ, do you believe the rumor of the day that Donald Trump's about to drop a big endorsement for Tim Michaels, according to Righty Whitey Talk Radio? I know that's your primary source.
Well, I think that would be great. I think
would it influence your vote? Would you then become a Tim Michaels advocate? Would you vote for Michaels if Trump endorses?
I've already liked what I've heard and seen by a business owner and creator and job creator, Michaels. So, yeah,
but that's got to be a disappointment for Tim Rantham. I mean, Tim's advancing the big lie agenda of the Republican Party, CJ. He's put in the work, man. He wants to decertify all the way back to Bob Dole in 1996. how do you turn your back on that sort of loyalty, CJ?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to turn their loyalty away from the supposed party that's in control now. What was the price of gasoline, Crudy, when Trump left office?
I don't know. We were in an international pandemic, and there wasn't much demand to go driving.
Hey, CJ, yeah. Do you accept the Sussman verdict as not guilty?
Well, considering that there were three Hillary donors and Biden donors and AOC donors, that wasn't what Durham was going after. Do you know the name of Robbie Mook?
Robbie
Mook gave the evidence that, yes, Hillary Clinton approved the spying.
Yeah, but that wasn't a crime. That wasn't on trial. It was a fact. Sussman was the one. And Hillary started the whole rumor, CJ. Not true.
See ya, CJ. Bye, Felicia. More devils. We'll be back.
The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
You can't have...
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom's off tomorrow. So one foot in tomorrow means he's mailing it in the rest of today.
Never mailing it in, man. Always here, always ready to rock and roll, baby.
You know, the Democratic Party chair and the Republican Party chair right here in the great state of Wisconsin did a little luncheon today. And, Paul Farrow is the Republican Party chair. Andrew Hitt, the false Trump elector, was the former party chair. That's the guy that lost the $2.3 million on his watch.
Oh, I think they got it back, though, didn't they?
Oh, I heard they clawed back some from China or wherever they got hacked from. You know, very secure with the money. Well, Dom, $2.3 million seems like a lot of money, but they polled the party chairs. And do you know how much money? I don't know if you've seen this, WisPolitics reporting. Know how much money they anticipate in this political cycle to be spent on the airwaves in the state of Wisconsin. The 2022 midterms. Grab a number from your butt where you normally grab your opinions.
Well, when you put it like that, let's go with $150 million.
Wrong! You'd be substantially wrong. They have blown way past $120 million. They're anticipating $700 million in ad spending in Wisconsin.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
The party chairs also hinted Wisconsin could see $700 million in ad and campaign money between outside groups, campaigns, and both parties. Now, my understanding is Mr. Wickler, on behalf of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has already demonstrated he's already raised over $100 million. That's a lot of cheese, man. If I could
We're
just...
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
Dom, if we here at Devil Radio in the Shaw could just get like 1/700th of that expenditure, like $1 million.
Wow.
Round it down to $1 million.
And that's a barrage. Is that historical? I mean, is that more
than... Oh, my God, dude. Historical. Yeah. It's biblical. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that would be unprecedented spending in a single state. I mean, I can't imagine $700 million. I mean, they talked about Hillary and Joe Biden. I think it was maybe Obama, the first candidate to raise $1 billion. Obama's presidential. That was a national campaign. The presidential in 2012 raised $1 billion. They're going to spend $700 million trying to win like two seats in the state of Wisconsin, two competitive races.
Wow. It almost seems like, you know, the powers that be, the political parties, view Wisconsin as a very important state for their side.
What about the supposed Tim Michaels endorsement waiting from Donald Trump? Obviously, it'd be very influential with guys like Clay, CJ. What do you think, Dom? Does that change the complexion of the race?
Yeah, absolutely. For that percentage, you know, it's going to, you know, Ram Jam was only polling, and he's the big Trump, you know, supporter,
big lie.
Election denier,
big lie
right,
guy.
Right. He's that guy. He was polling at what, 5-6%, something like that.
Something like
that. So, you know, if that's your one single issue, You know, he's not going to pull through, but it's, you know, certainly going to have an impact on Rebecca Clayfish, because she was, you know, started out being the, you know, centrist whatever, and then she's, you know, dipped her toe into the, you know, something with fishy happened kind of pond.
Rigged. She said the word rigged.
She said the word rigged. Okay, thank you.
I mean, even Michaels hedged and said maybe rigged. I put him down for a maybe, but she jumped all in the rigged pond.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but I guess that's the point. If you anytime you play with Donald Trump, you're going to lose. So, yeah, I mean, it will certainly be detrimental to the Clayfish campaign without a question.
Now, if you believe the math, and why would they lie? Although maybe it was a rigged straw poll at the GOP convention in Middleton 2 weeks ago, whatever it was now. But Clayfish won like 54-55% of the delegates there. And she did not reach the preset threshold of 60% to win the party's endorsement. But if she's starting with a 55% lead with the, you know, the party faithful, I mean, hell, 40% of them said, you know, decertify the election. That was voted on referendum as a platform piece. So you can see, you know, that's still a big chunk of the party. But amongst that straw poll, Nicholson was insignificant. Rantham got like 5 or 6%, and she got like 55%. And I don't know what Michaels was at, but it was a lot less than 55%. So if Trump wades in on behalf of this businessman, and you know what sway Trump has with a certain portion of the base, like 67% of them, and the other part, you know, the old school fiscal conservatives, I'm just in it for the tax cut kind of Republicans. Well, they're also going to find a lot of appeal in a, you know, daddy made businessman like Tim Michaels. I think it just got really
interesting. But we've also seen, you know, Trump not be effective in some races. So it depends on the state, depends on the race, depends on, you know, the competitors, I think, certainly. What we also do not yet know is what impact these J6 committee hearings will be and what other indictments and issues may drop on Donald Trump before that election. And if those things happen, they could perhaps taint, if that's even possible to taint anymore, the influence of the former president.
Well, the influence of the former president primarily is in the primary, and that's August 9th. And regardless of the summer blockbuster effect of the J6 committee hearings, the public hearings, I don't think they're going to persuade a lot of Republican Trumpster faithful. Those that would be moved by the Trump endorsement are not going to be moved by the J6 hearings.
Trump on tape saying hang Mike Pence, that might be something that would move
people. If they got that, let's play that right. Let's lead with that. Hang Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence.
You know what I mean? 844-967-2789. Jeff from Madison. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I'm doing spectacular. I want to, you know, direct my next few comments to Mr. Clay, because we all know he's still listening. When that whole Sussman jury trial, you know, I'm pretty sure that they go through a process called jury selection, where both the prosecution and the defense get to eliminate people that they don't want in the jury pool. So by pointing to specific jurors and saying, well, they're this and they're that, sorry, bud, the defense had the opportunity to get rid of him, or the prosecution had the opportunity to get rid of him, and they didn't. So that's on the prosecutor.
Well, that and the fact, Jeff, that, you know, pretty much anybody, I guess what we have, if we have over 50% of the people of this country engaging in the political process and casting a vote, you're going to have a political leaning. Hell, even if you're an independent, you don't vote, that could be a political leaning. So you're not going to get everybody who is one way or another. And the point is, they set all that aside, Jeff, to decide on the merits of the law and the case before them.
Absolutely. It sounds to me like Clay just wants to cancel culture, you know, the jury, because it didn't go the way that
it was. Jury nullification. It was worse than the OJ outcome.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Dom, have a great weekend. Mike, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, man. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Let's get Dick in from Madison. Dick, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Well, we've heard from the single-cell amoeba from Stoughton on all of this. You know, come on. All of this is just it's absolutely incredible to me to see that something like Sussman's thing yesterday or the day before goes the way it does, and he won't speak to it with Matt Flynn early in the morning, to you guys, to anyone. I mean, this is – where do you have to go to point out that, you know, you're totally wrong in your thinking? I mean, come on, guy. This
maybe he's just trolling us all, Dick.
Well, are you seeing this too, or is it just me? I mean, it's like,
well, yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. It's not just with this case. I mean, you bring up a topic and you counter it and you ask a question to, you know, get a clarification, and then you just move on to the next FoxNews.com headline, Dick. And thanks for the call, man. The Robbie Mook, great point, Evan. I think that was you. What about Robbie Mook? What about Robbie Mook? I mean, so what? I mean, this is an entire effort by Donald Trump to somehow convince history, if nobody else, that he had nothing to do with the Russians during the 2016 campaign. And we know that is, in fact, not the case. He certainly did. We can articulate that, and certainly when the unredacted Mueller report comes out in 50 years or whenever that happens, we will know we were all right. So this is all an act by Trump through the Department of Justice, which is, of course, a horrible situation to use DOJ in these political ways to somehow try to taint the fact that the FBI and they investigated him based on his actions and not because of some plant or story from the Clinton campaign.
The acknowledgement made by Robbie Mook, the campaign manager to the Clinton campaign in 2016, was that the candidate, the principal, that Hillary knew that this information was being disseminated to the press, and she condoned it, effectively Oppo Research. Now, we talked about it at the time, nothing illegal about that, but it was a newsworthy and perhaps the only newsworthy thing that came out of the Sussman trial. It was a nothing burger, hence the acquittal, you know, to prosecute this without better assurances of conviction seems, you know, like politically motivated vendetta. Trying to justify the conspiracy theories of the former president, as apparently it would seem that Bill Barr impaneled the special counselor John Durham to do. But after this, you know, after this shellacking in the courts, I mean, you know, put your tail between your legs and
there's another wrap trial coming up, man. It's the guy who provided information for the dossier, right? One of those guys. There's another trial coming up yet, and we'll see how that goes.
Now, I recall during the Mueller, you know, the one that they said, see, no, there. It's all been disproven. I mean, Trump to this day is threatening defamation suits against the Pulitzer board.
Knock yourself out, file them, because then you got discovery. And I'd love to hear and see what he provides and what would be asked for during discovery.
But of course, he never takes it that far. These are nuisance suits, effectively, or the threat thereof. You know, it's he's trying to have a chilling prayer effect, right? That's his goal. But I would point out, there were 34 convictions that came from the Mueller investigation. A lot of guys went to prison. Papadopoulos, he was sitting up in Oxford, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of them went to prison. Now, I might have liked to have seen longer sentences.
Some of them got pardons.
Well, to be pardoned, you have to be guilty of something, right? You have to basically say, I confessed, I did it, please forgive me of my sins.
No, you don't even have for forgiveness. You just have to acknowledge the crime, and then you can be pardoned for the crime. I don't think you even have to say you're sorry.
You are sorry, Dom.
I am never sorry. No regrets.
Come back with us. More
no
devils.
Regrets.
More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls, perhaps, at 844-967-2789. Don't troll, though. You have nothing but good takes. And also, Dom, I don't know if Well, I know you saw the headline. You beat me to the punch. Early this morning, TheHill.com published, emboldened Democrats eye Rojo, Ron Johnson, amid new controversies. They're constant controversies. Did you just notice? And, you know, it's going to take a big chunk of $700 million. $700 million being expended this elective cycle in the state of Wisconsin to try and make Rojo not look crazy. You're going to need more money than that.
Not enough money, man.
Come back. More Devils. More of your calls as well. 844-96. It's always a political party up in here.
He'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
Bush19.org.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
And we are back. We are the Devil's Advocates, trying all the drugs, as Senator Ron Johnson tells us. 2844-967-2789. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now.
Dominic, apparently Democrats are emboldened by Rojo's recent controversies. I would say his ongoing constancy of controversy.
And it seems like he's getting worse.
Did you say I have a plethora?
A plethora. It's like a degenerative disease with this guy.
Oh, he's a degenerate these days. Let me read briefly from The Hill. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is facing a slew of negative headlines ahead of his reelection bid later this year, potentially complicating what was already expected to be a tough race for the two-term senator. Complicating, potentially, Dom. Rojo ignited controversy last week when he suggested that wokeness, and that's a direct quote, and critical race theory were the cause of recent mass shootings in the U.S. At least he didn't pull Laura Ingraham and blame it on weed.
Well, it didn't come to him.
A little bit more. Additionally, the senator hit back at a report from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying he'd been using tax dollars to travel between D.C. and his Florida vacation home, calling it a fully coordinated attack. Well, is it true? Ron? Did you take the taxpayers' money?
You are or you are not.
Well, here's what he claims.
Reporting.
He never took tax dollars to fly to Florida, just to return from Florida. See, apparently it's permissible to return from vacation via the taxpayer dollars, just not to go on vacation, unless you're Michael Gableman.
Big difference.
A little bit more here. The headlines have given Democrats running to replace Johnson fodder ahead of the general election as Wisconsin Senator's popularity declines. Oh, yeah. And the state has have them wondering if the Senate race could be a rare bright spot in a year expected to favor Republicans. Could we have a red wave and a Rojo loss in the same year?
Absolutely, we can.
But Johnson, who's no stranger to controversy and who's overcome it on two previous occasions, here's what they say about him. Brandon Scholes, a GOP strategist. Ron Johnson has been underestimated probably as much as any politician out there. I think he kind of brings that on himself.
Being underestimated?
Well, blissful ignorance. And I just point to the example of the Stormy Daniel when he was on our show. And we asked him, Ron, why don't you get to the bottom of... I mean, there was public evidence. There's checks signed by the former president paying off a porn star, right? Oh, I don't care. You know, I gave us the Sergeant Schultz excuse.
I don't want to hear about it. Yeah, he's thinking about, you know, Donald Trump having sex with a porn star and claims that, you know, oh, I don't want to think about it. But that's not the point. It's the campaign violations. It's the bribery afterwards, or blackmail, or payoff, whatever you want to call it. It's the transaction. It's not the sex, Ron.
Come on, man. He was there when Zelensky got quid pro quoed. And he didn't have a problem with that either. He's still.
I'll agree with Scholes on this. I mean, he has been underestimated. He's won. And, you know, you got to be careful not to engage in a rope-a-dope with him. I'll tell you why he's not going to win this year. Because we stopped having him on the show last year. We made him human. We made him funny and at least somewhat engaging, somewhat not total bat crap crazy. He doesn't get that now. Not from us.
You're holding out.
Disease, and I'm the cure.
Scholes went on to say of Rojo, I think his opponents pretty much have a free ride. All the attention is essentially focused on Johnson. Well, he kind of brings that upon himself, I would say, Dom. And then they point out the Marquette University Law School polling where he is highly unpopular. Rojo's under a lot of water, as they say, the favorable, unfavorable. He's like the flip of Tony Evers. Now, Evers has sort of overcome the tether of the Biden presidency, at least in his own personal approval disapprovals. Evers is, what, like plus 10, and Rojo's like a minus 11? I didn't see what numbers they're using here. I'm just going by memory.
56%. Biden holds a 43, Evers at 47. Yeah, I didn't specifically say 39% of respondents said Johnson.
So Tony
cares
is
about
plus here we six.
Go. Go yeah, ahead. 39% of respondents said Johnson cares about people like me. 50% say that does not describe him. So if that's your criteria, my math says that's 11.
Wisconsin.
They're doing far more than dismissing me.
Democratic Super PAC, Senate Majority PAC. President had this to say, Wisconsinites have a sense that Rojo doesn't carry their values, that he's rich himself and he carries the wealthy and corporate special interests. Now, Dom, it was just like a week ago that Politico was mentioning the Democratic race, and they were noting the ascendancy of the free spending Alex Lazary. It's going to be hard to contrast. If Lazary is the nominee, I'm just saying. That's
at
gonna,
least as regards to that's the, gonna, the personal wealth of the candidates, they're going to be, you know, in par. Yeah, yeah.
Or perhaps Lazary would have substantially more, according to Rojo's personal disclosure.
Yeah, maybe we'll spend $750 million in advertising in the state of Wisconsin this elective cycle.
Dominic, a little bit more from the Hill article. Democrats have particularly hit Johnson over his support for the former President Trump's 2017 tax legislation, arguing the bill ultimately benefited Johnson. Republicans dispute that, including Rojo. I've heard him. Oh, no, I did for everybody. 95% of all small business owners got a big tax cut. Got a tax cut. He and the Ulines and the widow Hendricks, you know, a couple of his very wealthy big dollar donors, Tom, they got substantial tax cuts. So anyways, we've talked about this. Ron is quite vulnerable. But the whole thing he came out with last week, trying to blame mass shootings on wokeness and critical race theory.
Terrible.
I mean, that's like he's wrong on guns and he's wrong on race.
I mean, wokeness? I mean, kids are still being buried. What wokeness? How does that impact the murderer? I mean, specifically Ron. You know, I mean, he's not going to these statements. It's one thing to, you know, just say them offhand. Like when the $700 million, let's call it $350 and $350 each, when those ads start rolling out and compare and contrast Ron Johnson and those statements and, you know, mass shootings, I'm just thinking he's got some really tough ads and headwinds coming his way that he may be popular among Republicans right now, but when the independents and normal folks, quote unquote, start paying attention and see that, I'm not clear that they're going to engage with him in the same way.
You don't think he can etch a sketch and tack back to the center, Dom?
No. But a little voter suppression and some, you know, false ads, some lies, and, you know, some of his own money. Hey, he's done it twice. You know, until the fork is in him, I'm not going to believe he's done.
I believe you're done for the week, man. I'm taking the last word. Tom, have a great weekend. The rest of you, see you right here. I'll be live from the Shaw and Friday Night Live, going from the Shaw and live Farmers Market Saturday morning this week in Waukesha. Man, it's going to be a great weekend. Without you, Dom, the rest of us, we're cool.
You can be my wingman anytime.
No.
Well, you can be mine.
Take it.
I love you.